I had them sit down because I'm going to have you sit down. When I decided some time ago that we would do the Sermon on the Mount, I knew there really weren't enough Sundays to get all the way through, because it's a really rather elaborate presentation that Christ gives about our Christian life and how we're to live it out. And it was really too long to do in the number of Sundays that were allowed. So we have a couple of Sundays now with a very long passage. Next Sunday, I'm going to read the whole passage. This one, I'm going to skip bits. But I wanted you to sit. Normally, I say stand in honor of the gospel. Today, I want you to sit in honor of the gospel and grab a Bible if there's one within reach of you. There will be the passages I'm reading will be projected, but I want you to see the bits that are in between as well. So that's why I'm having you sit in honor of the gospel today. We are moving through this sermon where Jesus is presenting to us our lives, how we're to live our lives, who we are called to be in the midst of that. And we come to the section that I titled the sermon, A Faith of Our Doing. This faith that we live is not just a head faith, not just a heart faith, but it's a hand faith. It's what do we do? How do we live this out in front of one another and for ourselves? In this section, which is a rather long section, end of chapter 5 and beginning into chapter 6, is an important section for us to pay attention to. So I want us to hear these words and then to see the words I'm not going to read, but to see where Jesus takes this instruction to us. But let's prepare ourselves to hear these words by praying together our prayer for illumination. So let us pray. Eternal God, we lay aside all that distracts and burdens us so we may hear your still small voice speak to us the word of truth and grace. May you be all that we seek or desire. We ask that you meet us in our places of brokenness and need for the sake of Jesus Christ. Amen. So Jesus introduces this section in chapter 5 at verse 17 with these words. He says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Then he begins to describe that righteousness that exceeds the scribes and the Pharisees. As he talks about anger, this is the section you remember where he starts with, "You've heard it said, but I say to you." You've heard it said, the basics of the law, but I want you to go even further. As he talks about dealing with our anger to our brother and sister, as he talks about the sin of adultery, as he talks about divorce, as he talks about making oaths before God, as he talks about striking back, retaliation, as he talks about how we treat our enemies. You've heard it said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." He invites us to go further than the law requires. And then in what seems like a shift, he moves to worship. He talks to us about giving, making our offerings, and then he concludes this section by talking about how to pray. Verse 5 of chapter 6, "And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Now,